Welcome back, everybody. My name is Maggie Dawn. You are listening to The Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. I'm joined right now by Dr. Craig Spencer, a public health historian at Brown University. We're talking about the echoes of the American eugenics movement from the early 19th century into the 20s in the United States. The echoes of that eugenics movement in many, may I say, most of Donald Trump's policies. Remember in Trump 1.0 where he was like, yeah, people from these countries can't come here anymore. That little attempt at this. Well, that was foiled that time around. But this time around, it is everywhere and in everything. We've got some sound, Dr. Craig, that I wanted you to take a listen to remind our listeners of.
Yeah.
And I'm going to start with Caroline Leavitt. Was asked a pretty specific question, and usually she's good for a font of sort of nonsense talking points. This time it was a full-out dodge. Let's roll cut 42, Jacob.
Is it the administration's position that hospitals should not have to treat people who come into the emergency department who are not here legally?
No, that's not our position. Our position is that it's completely unacceptable that the Biden administration paroled and encouraged an invasion of tens of millions of illegal aliens into our country and then promised them free health care. And the Democrats are on the record repeatedly stating that they believe illegal aliens should have health care benefits, free health care benefits in the United States of America. So that is a recipe for a disaster. Of course, you're going to encourage a mass illegal invasion of our country, which is exactly what happened. And we've seen the unfortunate.
I can't listen to any more of her garbage. the literally words like invasion.
Yeah.
Were used all the time in the rise of the Nazi regime in Germany, as were very restrictive immigration law. It's literally like so much of Trump's policies today just lockstep with what was done leading up to the rise of the Third Reich in Germany. But I specifically wanted you to address, she keeps talking about Joe Biden. Last time I checked, EMTALA was signed by Ronald Reagan.
Can the famously progressive Ronald Reagan.
Yes,
exactly.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Can you just briefly please explain to people what EMTALA is?
Absolutely.
And why Ronald Reagan signed it?
For sure. So I work as an emergency physician for fun once a week. I've been working as an ER doctor for nearly 20 years. And EMTALA requires me to provide stabilizing care for whomever comes in the emergency department. Now, that may be people who are unbelievably ill and shot or stabbed. It may be people who are delivering a baby. It may be people with whatever condition comes through those doors. That's part of the excitement of my job, is I don't know what's gonna come. But it also means that we can't just like throw people out on the street or deny them care, because we don't want to do that, regardless of whether you are from a different country and don't have the right papers, or regardless of whether you're from this country and don't have the right insurance papers. And so for decades, this has been the law of the land, because this was incredibly problematic. Decades ago, politicians, including Ronald Reagan, realized that we needed to be able to at least provide stabilizing care when people showed up to a hospital. That does not mean we give free health care for all. It does not mean there's a Medicare for all system. It does not even mean that undocumented immigrants here in the U.S. are able to access programs like Medicaid, for the most part, or Medicare, or many of the other programs that the administration is saying they are taking resources away from. Now, what does that mean today, particularly in light of this eugenics argument? When we talk about an invasion, when we talk about people as undeserving of care, we are starting the process of dehumanizing them. We are saying that, and this was really the straw that broke my own back here. We shouldn't be having this conversation about whether or not in the emergency department, I should have to provide life-saving care to someone on their deathbed because they may or may not be an undocumented immigrant. One, it's not going to matter. I don't care what anyone tells me. I'm going to provide care because that's what my job is as a physician. Two, the practicalities of that are impossible. I, as an ER doctor, don't ask about people's insurance status. I don't ask about their documentation status. I'm sure at some other place somebody does, but for me, that is not important, and that does nothing to change the care that I'm going to give. We've all agreed on that as a country. And I think lastly, there's just like no way to reliably do that without stigmatizing and without causing a lot of issues and without impacting the care of other people. So the fact that this administration was not able to just say, you know what, let ER doctors do what they think they need to do, but we should not be providing whatever care you want to talk about upstream. If you want to say you don't want to provide, you know, preventative colonoscopies to a certain population, that's a different conversation. But when we're talking about life-saving, stabilizing care, it's not only the law of the land, but it's the humane thing to do as a physician. And I tie this back to this larger argument we're seeing by much of the administration that, you know, there are people coming to this country that have bad genes, and that it's their genes that are the problem.
Dr. Craig's going to stick around with me into this next segment, so we're going to continue this conversation. But to these points precisely, this is J.D. Vance saying the eugenics part out loud. Let's take cut 95.
About illegal alien benefits. Look, the text is very clear. And I think it was George Stephanopoulos in an interview with Mike Johnson did a fact check that was totally rooted in baseless claims. It was basically Democrat propaganda. If you look at the legislative text that they gave us, they tried to turn on two separate provisions that would give health care benefits to illegal aliens. Number one, if you're an American citizen, you've been to a hospital in the last few years, you probably noticed that wait times are especially large, and very often somebody who's there in the emergency room waiting is an illegal alien, very often a person who can't even speak English. Why do those people get healthcare benefits at hospitals paid for by American citizens? The answer is a decision made by the Biden administration that the Trump administration, working with congressional Republicans,
This is all lies and eugenics, and I can barely stomach it. Your reaction to what Mr. Vance had to say. We're gonna take care of some messages. We're gonna come back on the other side with Dr. Spencer Jacobs waving at me, Maggie. We got some business to attend to, so we're gonna do that. We'll listen to more of the sound. And we will be rejoined by Dr. Spencer on the other side. We continue this conversation. It's uncomfortable, and that's why we got to talk about it. Folks, I'm Maggie Dawn. You are listening to the Civic Media Radio Network.